Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome to the Project Life Show. This is part one of Identity Restored, From Brokenness to Hope. And I am joined by Patricia, whose ministry is changing lives in schools. Patricia and her husband together visit schools and speak at assemblies and offer emotional support and prayer to the educators. Patricia once walked a very difficult road as a single mother, even reaching the point of wanting to end her own life. But God stepped in with grace and gave her a new identity, and now her and her husband are passionate about teaching people about their identity in Christ. Patricia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Lovely to be here with you, Millie.
You're especially passionate about helping teens discover their identity in Christ. You visit schools and minister at school assemblies to youth. Why is this message so urgent for this generation, this message of identity?
Millie, I really believe that, in order to function as a person, it's really vital that you have a healthy identity. And so identity comes from your upbringing very often. Your parents are there to mold you and to really develop you into having a healthy identity where you can function in the fullness of who you really are. If this isn't the case and you haven't had those parents helping you, often these building blocks that are missing, and you grow up and you start to look for your identity in the wrong places.
What are some lies or false identities you see that teens believe today?
I think what happens is with teens is that the Bible's very clear that we mirror our image after the likeness of Christ. And so there's something in the heart of every person that is actually looking to model and to identify with a leader or with someone. And so if they don't have that proper model in their home or understanding of who God is, they often look to peers and they start to compare or measure or model their lives after those peers. And often those peers themselves have not got a good identity, and that causes brokenness in their lives, that causes a false identity.
So let's talk about those teens who don't come from a strong upbringing of a Christian home and who haven't had a good foundation to start out with. How can these teens develop spiritual identity without coming from this foundation?
That's quite a big one, Millie, and I think that's where our heart is, and our desire to really come to meet with these kids at the schools is often children don't have the right concept of who God is, and so our heart is to really bring a proper understanding of who God is as their Father. And once they can understand who God is, that He's a loving Father, He has a plan for their lives, He's always been there, they can start to look and desire to have a relationship with God. The second step then, obviously, is to break down those walls around their hearts, because often coming out of a dysfunctional family upbringing, their hearts become hardened, and there's a lot of self-protection growing up. There's a lot of shame. They start to feel they're comparing and measuring with other children that are maybe more privileged. And that shame and that feeling of inferiority, they start to erect walls around their hearts, which makes it quite difficult for them to connect with who God is as their Father. So our heart is to really break down those walls, by getting them, first of all, to understand that God is a loving Father. He's not there. He's not a judge. And he loves them, to really give them a good understanding of who God is as Father. And then secondly, to help them to understand why they are not able to connect. Often it's bitterness, it's resentment, it's like I said, guilt and shame, and they've established the walls around their hearts, and they battle to connect spiritually.
Your heart isn't only for the teens that you are exposed to during assemblies, but for the educators too. You recently held a conference for educators to refresh them, inspire them, and minister to them. Tell us about why you have such a heart for educators specifically.
Millie, I think what we've realized is that the educators are really like the parents of the children, and very much they influence the children in an incredibly huge way. And we've also realized that often the educators, they grow up in very similar environments to what the children grow up in. And they've had to struggle, and they've had to really battle through life and cope with some extreme hardships themselves in their upbringing. And very often that they've come through amazingly well, and they've been able to become educators and have a life, but often they are single parents themselves struggling. And so we've seen the need for them to have just that support where we can come alongside them and really build into their lives and really build that same interest structure into their identity to help free themselves from their upbringing and past, so that they can model to the children what often their parents can't model.
That was part one of Identity Restored, From Brokenness to Hope with Patricia. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be blessed. Thank you for listening to the Project Life Show. The Project Life Show is an initiative by Project Life Pregnancy Help Organization that offers online pregnancy help counseling, life skills programs in schools, online post-abortion counseling, and a baby saver box located in Imshlali. Project Life is one of over 60 pregnancy help organizations in South Africa and part of Pregnancy Help Network. For more information, WhatsApp 079-793-4640 or visit projectlife.co.za. And until next time, be blessed.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.